The idea was that 70 years on from that seminal work, The Grapes of Wrath, to follow in the footsteps of the Jode family, which was the heart of this novel, about the mass exodus from Oklahoma and the Midwest during the Great Depression, to follow in those footsteps 70 years on during the worst depression since the Great Depression, and to see how Americans are coping, to see how America is today, and to really see what's become of people along that same route, which is the famed Route 66.
And what were your impressions?
Well, my impressions are that obviously 70 years on, as bad as the Depression is here now, or as bad as the recession is here now, it's clearly not on a scale of what we saw 70 years ago. Firstly, you don't have the scale of movement of people when hundreds of thousands of people were leaving northern cities because of mass unemployment. And then you also had those fleeing the Dust Bowl in the Midwest because of drought and foreclosures on their land. It's clearly not on that scale. But along the way, we did discover that a lot of people are finding it hard to get by. This is a country that has been very badly hit by recession. And I think that we began, for instance, in Tulsa, Oklahoma's second city. And there was a church, the Friendship Baptist Church, where there was a mobile clinic that goes from church to church around the area. And the numbers of people taking up this free medical care because they've either lost their jobs and with it their medical insurance, or they simply, the rising cost of living and the lowering of their pay because they're only working part-time now, simply means they can't afford routine medical care. Met a young mother there whose two children are covered by the state, but she isn't, so she had to come in for blood tests. And she and her husband essentially live hand-to-mouth. We met an older woman who'd been working since 1963, lost her job, and with it the medical insurance, and she discovered that she couldn't afford to pay for the insulin to keep her diabetes at bay. And in all of the turmoil, the emotional turmoil of losing her job, she simply stopped taking her insulin and was in a pretty bad way by the time that she turned up at this medical clinic.
When I lost my job back in June, my insurance ended, and I have so many health problems that I needed to do something. So a friend of mine recommended that I come here to Good Samaritan. And I was very impressed the way they run things, because they were able to give me my medications. They're real doctors here. And they're not just like somebody that's just here to help out those in the very worst case. They cared. And they still care. And that means a lot to me.
Was there much evidence of optimism among the people you met?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's a hallmark of Americans in general. And I think what was interesting is that even when we were coming across people like Native American woman, we met Navajo woman who was selling her possessions, some of her household items beside the road because she was now on part-time working and needed money to pay the bills. When you talk to people like that, they still tend to look on the positive. They tend to see opportunity over the obstacles, talk about the chances for their children to get out and move on and move up. And I think that as difficult as things are, on the whole, there is a sense of optimism, or at least a sense that people feel that they can improve their lives. There will be opportunity, even if things are pretty tough right now.
Nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghosts.